chapter 5, Mishnah 8, Shum Baal Bechi garlic, certain kind of garlic, Ubetzal Shel Richpa, and also Richpa onions, Ugrisin Hakilakin, and Sicilian beans, Vaadashim Hamitzrios, Egyptian lentils, all of these things Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Rabbi Meir adds, Af HaKarkas, also Colocasia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Also Colocasia. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af HaKitnim, also lentils, wild lentils. Peturim and Amasras, Fenil Kachim, Mikol Adam Bishvis. These things are exempt from tithes, and you can buy them from anyone in the seventh year. And why? Because all of these things come from outside of Eretz Yisrael. They don't grow in Eretz Yisrael. And because they don't grow in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no tithing obligation on them. There's no seventh year obligation. So even if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you find these things, a person wouldn't have to tithe them, and a person wouldn't have to worry about seventh year produce on them. Zera luf ha'el yona, so too seeds of the luf, which we said was a kind of onion. Zera kreshim, leek seeds. Zera betzalim, onion seeds. Zera lefes, turnip seeds. Utsnoinus, radish seeds. Ushar zerana gina, and also all other seeds of the garden, she'enin nechalim, which are not eaten. They're not food. They're just used for planting, other crop. Beturim and amasris, they are patur from tithing. They're exempt from tithing. Benil kachin mikol adam b'shvis, and you can buy them from anybody in the seventh year. She'afal pi shavien truma, even if they're grown from truma stock, meaning that one uproots, let's say, turnips or radishes, and he takes them, the seeds. We mentioned this. He takes the seeds and he plants them. Once you replant truma stock, you can eat what grows from the replanted seeds. So what grows from truma applies, a person could eat. Right, so yeah.
Hadron
Alecha Meseches Masras.